unofficialmills.co.uk.
So we're in Cardiff for day two of the audition process for One Night with Laura. Laura, who works on my show, has been unlucky in love for some time now. We're going to change all that. We're going to find her true love. We're going to find her the man of her dreams sometime this week.
Are you still sure about that after the quality of last night's contestants?
I actually thought the quality of contestants was really good last night.
Okay.
But you're just grumpy with them. Really bad. So we've already been out today, this morning, in Cardiff, drumming up some more business for One Night with Laura.
People of Cardiff, lend me your men.
My name is Scott Mills. Would you like to spend one night with this lovely lady? Or now, thanks to Radio 1, you can. They got quite a few chavs just, like, looking at us, didn't
they?
Yeah, yeah. And, and then, we kind of went up to them, street mate style, and I tell you, the boys in Cardiff are totally up for it.
Excuse me. I need to ask you a quick question. It's nothing scary. Are you, any of you single at the moment?
I am.
You are? Okay. Looking for a lady?
Not quite.
Okay. Well, this girl, Laura, who works on my show on Radio 1.
I know
you. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're
well.
We're going in a big red bus, aren't you?
We're going around in a big bus. Yeah, we are. And we'd like to ask you if you'd like to be at the audition tonight. We'll see you there, right?
Possibly.
Yeah.
That's a no. She says she's So imagine the scene last night in Southampton. This guy, who I think was one of the first guys on, wasn't he?
I think he was number two or three. Yeah.
His name is Rory. Don't forget the name, Rory. You won't forget him when you hear him. imagine the scene. He's just walked into the room, okay, the audition room, and it's just like you see on X Factor. It's quite a small room last night, wasn't it,
yeah,
Southampton?
Very small.
And there's a panel of judges just sat there, Laura, and then me and Chappers and Laura's dad. And then they just have to impress you by standing on a heart-shaped mat. Really, really intimidating. So this is Rory. Check him out. Right, welcome along to the auditions for One Night with Laura. What's your name?
Rory.
It's clearly Rory, because it's on your T-shirt. Okay, where are you from? Yeah, I know, all right.
Ashford in Kent.
And what stands out about Laura so much that made you want to come along?
Well,
you're probably the person that's come the furthest tonight.
As Chappers says, big rack.
Right, now that's not a great start, is it? Really?
No, I was fearing for him at this stage.
Especially with your Laura's dad sat there.
Yeah.
So what do you like about my daughter? Big rack. That's not good. Right, next. Would you say that you are generally unlucky in love?
Absolutely, yeah.
In what way?
Just girls don't seem to bond with me, Laura.
Bye. You're looking at Laura a lot through all this. He really wants it. He wants it bad.
Well, that's good. Eye contact is good.
Yeah.
He's all looking at your eyes.
Right.
He was seriously perving her out.
Yeah, massively, yeah.
Yeah. Also, I think Rory had a few jars before he walked in. A bit of Dutch courage.
That idea.
Right, and then Chappers goes in for the kill.
Chappers, what do you think?
Why do you have no self-confidence?
Why are you so moody?
Why do you have no self-confidence?
Right, he's come here.
It's not about me, it's about you. Why do you have no self-confidence?
He's come here, he's come to the competition, he's clearly wetting himself.
So I'm
No, Scott's coming out the other end.
He's nervous, they're making
So I asked him a question, why do you have no self-confidence?
Mark, why do you have to put down on everything all the time?
I'm not putting down on anything.
You do, look at you.
I want to find some more about you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, where do you think you are going wrong with girls? Where do you think you're going wrong?
Well, maybe I'm a bit more interested in drink than actually taking the girl out and showing them a good time.
Yeah.
It was getting worse for him, really. Every answer, it got worse.
Laura, he is a proper catch. You can't let him slip through your fingers.
Come back, Rory. Come back.
Yeah. Come back to another audition. No, please don't. However, Rory did redeem himself. After going big rack at least three times in front of her dad, he then pulled it out of the bag totally. Check it. He talks Welsh to Laura's dad. It's a surefire winner.
Oh, can I say something to you?
Yeah.
No star.
Lucky dog.
No worries.
Fine, man.
Is that Russian?
That was actual Welsh.
Right. Cheers, Laura.
No further questions.
No further questions. Like being in court.
Yes, think he's a barrister or something.
He had a cravat on last night, which I liked.
Very dapper.
What was the blazer about?
I said that stripy blazer.
Green and yellow stripes.
He is, seriously, if I walked into a room and I had to do an audition in front of him, like, he is one scary dude. you can check out all the auditions at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Roy had one more thing before he left us, and that was a poem that he'd written, especially for Laura.
In the past, you sent men running, but I can't understand it, because Laura, I think you're stunning. So here I am, Laura, Rory, your shiny knight. Take a chance on me, I reckon we'd get on all right.
Oh, bless you.
Chaffers, what's up? You don't look happy.
Just taking it all in, Rory.
I bought you a present. Come on, give me a smile. Shiny white.
It's not about me, it's about Laura.
Do you know what? I quite like you because you've made a lot of effort tonight.
Thanks, Scott.
The poem didn't scan in some places, but you are, because I think that you've got a good heart, and I'm going to put you through.
I'm touched that you bought me a present, but I find the fact that you've just focused on Laura's breasts, very derogatory. There's more to women than their breasts.
It was only because you suggested Rory, about her rack.
I've never used the word rack in my life.
You did, I heard it.
I said wabs.
Okay, can I take back what I said?
A note from me, nice lad, but not good enough for my daughter.
But you say that every time. That's it, sorry.
No worries. Yeah, I'll just drive home for 3 hours.
No, seriously, I got a proper guilt trip. After he'd done his audition, I went to the loo and got hassled by him and the gents. I've driven for 3 hours from Ashford in Kent to get to Southampton. I was like, I put you through. Oh, well, have a word with that chappers.
He said that to me as well. I just ignored him.
He brought the most presents, though, you know what I'm saying? He made an effort.
Yeah, but he was a clown. Rob the juice store and
tell him make me a grill. Right, it worked yesterday in Southampton. Let's see if we can silence the restaurant again. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Scott.
Why not describe for me where you are?
I'm in a lovely restaurant in Cardiff at the moment.
And how many people are in there?
I'd say about, 20 to 30.
All right, and what are the people like?
There's some what looks like students eating some food, and then there's some quite well-dressed people around to the side of me. Maybe lecturers or something like that, you know, that kind of look.
So let's see if we can make a restaurant in Cardiff go completely silent, just like they do in the films. You know how this works. One of the characters says something, and the whole place goes completely quiet, and everyone just looks and stares. Now, we wondered if this only ever happened in the movies, so we tried it yesterday in Southampton with some quite good results. So we're going to give it a go in Cardiff now. Loads of you sent in suggestions about what Laura could say to make the restaurant go completely silent, just like in the films. Are there any police in the restaurant, can you tell me?
Any police? I don't think so.
Right.
Good.
And if they are, they're undercover. Right. But as far as you can see, you can't see any sign of the Rozzers.
No.
Okay, Laura, here's what you're going to do, right?
Okay.
You're going to pretend to be talking on the phone.
Okay.
And then you're going to say really loudly.
Right.
But I've got 20 million in stolen cash in the boot of my car.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, I'm sorry, but if this doesn't bring a restaurant to a complete standstill, I don't know what will. Okay, Laura?
Okay.
Whenever you're ready, make the restaurant go completely silent.
Okay.
Just like in the films, and we'll listen out and see if it does.
Okay. But I've got 20 million in stolen cash in the boot of my car!
Oh, no. Oh, come on! You can just hear it go. What's happening now, Laura?
Scott, I think I've got to go.
Okay.
Because the manager's on the phone. I'm going to go, okay? Bye.
Well, we did succeed in silencing the restaurant.
100% success rate, that's 2 out of 2.
We might have lost Laura, though.
Yeah, which quite kind of
puts one night with Laura in a slight problem, doesn't it? One night with Laura, one night with Laura. So it's going really well so far. The One Night with Laura auditions, day one, yesterday in Southampton. I'd like you to meet another one of the auditionees now.
Oh, yes.
This is Ashley. Now, Ashley, when we first met him, when he first came into the audition room, you can see all the pictures of this online, Radio 1 Online, kind of hobbled in with crutches and a football And a carrier bag. Now, where was the football?
The football, though, he was kicking with the foot that you would assume would be injured, because obviously he was walking on the other leg. So he was kind of rolling the football underneath one foot, under his right foot, and his left leg was normal, while still balancing on crutches and carrying a carrier bag. He kind of looked like Roy Cropper from Coronation Street's younger brother.
He did. And how? Here's how he was going to impress Laura.
I can show you a dance I do when I go out on a Saturday night.
That'd be great.
Please.
Are you going to do that with the crutches?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So they are just a prop?
Yeah.
Right.
You ready? There's no music, but...
Right, okay, let me stop it there. Did you hear how excited he was as well?
he was very excited. And at this point, I assumed he was going to kind of somersault off his crutches.
I thought he was going to, like, throw the crutches down and do some kind of, like, amazing break dance
in a body popping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is what he did.
And you do that when you go out, do you?
Yeah.
And does that work with the ladies?
Yes, it does.
It does.
Even though you've been single for 3 years. So what he actually did was, picked up his right ankle, put it behind, so he stood on one, put it sort of up against his bum, so he stood on one leg, and then hopped and nodded at the same time.
And blinked a lot.
And blinked a lot. Yes, he did.
You can see the pictures at Radio 1 online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Ashley really is something else. I'll let you listen to the rest of it.
Yeah, right. It does.
Okay.
Right. And what, can I just ask, not being funny, but why have you come with the crutches today?
I thought I'd be different.
Right, are you getting the sympathy vote, right?
No, I'm not getting the sympathy vote. I thought I'd just be different.
I'm going to start with Laura's dad. What do you think?
I'm astonished by that. Can you do this again?
And he did.
Well, despite my interest in the movement, what would you call it? Dance? Movement? Gesture? Affectation? I don't know what it is. I don't think this bloke's good enough for my daughter.
No? Chappers.
I would fear for Laura's safety. If she went dancing with you. But it would also really intrigue me to see that happen. So it's a yes.
Do you know what, Ashley? It's a yes from me.
Yes.
You're through.
Why did I say that? I had some wine. Thanks, Ashley. Stupid. You really were special. And then we spoke to Jodie, and things, for me, perked up a little bit.
Did they?
He had a completely different way to impress Laura.
Hi there.
Hello.
I'm Scott, this is Chappers, this is Laura's dad, and that's Laura.
Hello.
And you'll be Jodie. Where are you from, Jodie?
I'm from Reigate.
Are you? Okay. Are you an actual, builder, fireman, construction worker, what are you?
No, just, I'm actually a corporate buyer.
Okay.
Well,
you've come dressed in an outfit to make an impression tonight.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. And then from that point, it was kind of slightly predictable what he was going to do.
You could see what was coming, yeah.
Yeah.
He was wearing, one of our bosses has just pointed this out. I don't know how, why he was looking, because he's a happily married man. But he was wearing a cheeky monkey posing pouch. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't notice that. Says a lot about our boss.
So here's Jodie and his audition. Bought a cassette player in off the 80s.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Yes!
Oh my god! Yeah, go focus on that end of the table, not this end!
Can't say that. Oh my god! Dad's here.
And Mum's not complaining, though.
Oh, God. Mother, shut up.
Your mum.
Right, okay. It's time to make a decision. Chappers.
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
I did a memorable thing. I was thinking about writing a poem. You know, maybe writing a love song or something, and then I thought, I'll do something that will stick out in everyone's mind.
It stuck out. No.
It didn't stick out.
I'll cover it up.
No, no.
100% yes from me.
I'm sorry.
I think I really am sorry.
But, you know, this is my...
You can't say no to him.
I just did. This is my lovely daughter. Come on. Do you do this often? I've never ever done this in my life before.
I'm sorry. If it was up to me, you'd be on. Sorry.
Thank you.
Well, you're both stupid, if you ask me.
No, I was being very serious about it. I just didn't think he was the right man for Laura.
Daddy was not impressed.
No, he certainly wasn't.
Seriously, you need to see the look on all of our faces on the video diary, which we are compiling from each audition every day for you at Radio 1 Online. Not just pictures, there's an actual kind of video diary as we go.
There are four of us on this panel. I would say when he was doing it, there were two faces that just looked of absolute horror for the whole thing, and two grinning. I wonder which two you can guess who were grinning.
And also, Laura's mum, who was on the wine, in a big style.
She loves it.
Who was sat kind of next to you, but kind of out of shot of all the cameras.
Yeah.
She was loving a bit of that. When they stopped the tape, she was like, you could hear her on the thing going...
Oh. She was a bit like your drunken auntie at Christmas, sat in the corner watching everything going on.
Flashing her knickers occasionally. One night with Laura. We're on the road. We're in Cardiff today for One Night with Laura, day two, the audition process. We're going to choose one person from each heat this week, and then they will go through to a big final next week when we're sitting in for Moyles in the morning. Mm-hmm. Right, so last night in Southampton, we saw some good and some bad, and then James walked through the door.
How long have you been single for?
Oh, blimey. Properly about 4 years.
Really?
A few little flits in between, but...
Right. Nothing serious.
A few little what?
Flits. And always the wrong girl, so...
Right. Why do you think that is?
I think just normally attracting the wrong girl, ones that have boyfriends, or ones that don't know where they are in life and don't know what they want.
Okay.
So. Right, see, that would completely put me off.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, I was really down on him after that, to be honest.
And so it carried on.
Is it the case that you get to quite like somebody and then you find out something about...
Yeah, or the boyfriend threatens you and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Brilliant. That's not ideal, is it, really?
No.
Okay. Chappers.
So you're quite happy to have a crack at a girl who has a boyfriend?
Yeah, I think, it proposes a challenge and...
Right.
Not selling himself to
not
us
at all.
In any way
not
at all. Laura, at this point, still grinning...
I really fancied him.
What do you think Laura would say about you in a future diary entry?
Future diary, probably something along the lines of, he's brilliant, but I wish he'd stop looking at other girls.
Right. Mm. So you think yourself a bit of a player, don't you?
No, I just have a wandering eye and I get slapped repeatedly.
Not looking good for him at all, is it?
It just makes it worse and worse.
And, like, we continually questioned him and he just didn't give up on that at all. It was the main theme.
We gave him chances to get out of it and make him seem a little bit nicer, but he just wouldn't take them.
What do you feel you're going to bring to the table this evening?
Well, I thought if we're doing it X Factor style-y, it's got to be in a musical-type genre. People have said that I, when I sing, I sound like Comedy Dave. So I thought I'd bring that and entertain you. And also, seeing as it's on the subject of love and stuff, we'd do a nice old take that number for Laura. Right. So be it.
And you think that when you sing something like Comedy Dave is a positive thing, do you?
Absolutely, yeah. It's bearing your soul, not being scared to embarrass yourself, and that's, you know, as honest as you can be.
Well, that sums him up.
Also, why would you do Babe out of anything?
I come to your door to see you again. But where you once stood was an old man instead.
Laura, why did you like him?
I just really fancied him.
Because he's a bad boy, right?
Yeah.
When will you ever learn?
I don't know.
Right, as we've heard from the diary, this is your problem. Every time.
Well, yeah? We've got four more places to visit yet.
Yeah, but you're still going to like the bad ones. There was a... Remember the South African guy from last night? What a sweetie. Mm. Not interested.
He didn't get put through. That's your fault.
I put him through.
I didn't.
Did I put him through?
No.
Oh, didn't I?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
Don't do Babe. I mean, right, can we stop that now, thanks. But after the song, we had to make a decision on James.
Chappers.
I was hoping you were going to do Relight My Fire, so it's a no from me.
Oh, no! That's terrible.
You can't say that.
I really like Relight My Fire.
Yeah, but, like...
My favourite Take That song.
You can't persecute him because of his song choice.
Yeah.
If he'd have done Relight My Fire, Laura could have been his Lulu.
Oh, but she
That's
can't
so
still.
That's so rubbish. Like, this guy has come here tonight from quite far away.
Yeah, and he'll have a no, and he'll probably crack onto one of the waitresses on the way out.
Oh, come on.
Do you know what? I don't like the fact that you have a wandering eye.
Really?
This is my friend we're dealing with here, and she wants a really good, loyal boyfriend.
Yeah, right.
And I'm not sure that's you.
Oh.
However.
However.
Laura's favourite band is Take That, or one of them. So.
Good, good.
But I'm going to put you through anyway.
Thank you.
Well, I've got a piece of paper here on which Laura's written yes. So I'll have
okay.
to say yes.
Thank you.
There we are.
You're meant to be less subtle.
You're through. Thank you very much, James.
Brilliant.
Thank you. Good work by Laura's dad there. Laura's written down yes, so it's a yes from me. So that was James from last night. You really liked him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.